The playoffs are here, people. NBA and NHL both going at the same time. That's the best 2 weeks in the sports calendar, right? And it goes fast. More games, more angles, more ways to be right, and more ways to win. That's the fun. MyBookie.ag has it all. And right now for new players, use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. And if your first bet doesn't hit, they refund it up to $500 back as free play one-time rollover, plus $25 in casino credit automatically. That's called insurance, my friends. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid. All right, quick word about Troll Co. Clothing. Here's what I actually love about this brand. It was started by two guys who worked the oil patch. Not marketers, not guys with corporate pitch decks. Workers. They looked around and could not find any clothing that represented the life they were living. So they made it themselves. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. Good quality stuff. The whole brand is built around a phrase you have probably heard. Dirty hands, clean money. The idea that hard, honest work is how you build a good life. And I think most people listening to this show understand that better than they're ever given credit for by the sports media machine. So if you want your gear from a brand that actually means something and was not assembled by a focus group, go check them out. Trollco.com/Zabe. That's TROLLCO.com/Zabe. And use code ZABE25 for 25% off your first order.
I absolutely love that first firing up of the grill on a warm summer evening. Do you or someone else in your home take grilling as seriously as I do? The Burger Perfection Pack is an incredible deal for just $99.99. This exclusive package includes 20 of Omaha Steaks' mouth-watering steak burgers. That's four of each of their finest burgers. Pure ground filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Only available at omahasteaks.com. Impress your next dinner party or family cookout with exclusive products not available at grocery stores. All backed by Omaha Steaks' 100% money-back guarantee. Get ready for grilling season with the mouth-watering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack. Plus 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code YUM to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details.
Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer Andy Polin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go!
Well, hallelujah, Andy Polin. The Wizards have won the lottery again. For the third time in their long, miserable run since last making the conference championship finals, almost 50-plus years ago. Is this time different? You were looking live at Andy in Seattle, Washington, where they last won a championship. Am I wrong?
Good point. Yeah, actually, it's Bellevue, a suburb of Seattle, but yeah. That's how long ago it was. The Wizards were named the Bullets, and Seattle doesn't have a team anymore.
That's right. You know, it's the longest run any team has had, not making their conference championship round. And man, oh man, they've never been luckier than they have been the last 2 years. And today was a sweat out because three teams crashed the top four.
Right.
And so when they went to break and came back, I'm like, they got to dodge three bullets. Matrix style, pew, pew, pew. And sure enough, they did. And they won the lottery. Now, don't screw it up. Dybanstah is supposedly the assumed pick, but things could change in a month and a half, right?
Yeah. And he did not look pleased about the fact that the Wizards won. Reminded me of Steve Francis when he was picked by the Vancouver Grizzlies, or he knew he was going to be picked by the Vancouver Grizzlies, and whined so much he got himself to Houston rather than go there.
Yeah, I saw the clip of DiBenedetto looking glum. I don't know exactly how much to read into this because where else was he going to go? Who else? What was the order, by the way? Who finished second?
Washington, Utah, and forget who was third, but he's not from Utah, Memphis. But he's been in.
Yeah, it was Utah, Memphis, Chicago. Like, you don't want to go to Utah, do you?
Well, he's in Utah. He's at Brigham Young.
Well, he was there for a hot second only because they came up with $7 million for him for one season of work, 5 months, basically. He's from Bridgeport, Connecticut, I believe. I think I looked this up before.
So but if you're 19, 1 year is a lot. So that's a sliver of his life that he spent in Utah.
Are you really thinking that AJ DiBenedetto is yearning to stay in the Beehive State? What is he charged? Come on now.
I don't know. It's just unusual to see a guy, whine, or I don't know if he whined, but he clearly didn't look happy.
What was he supposed to jump up and down and smile? I was actually surprised they had some of these players in attendance at this stupid televised event, which could have easily been an email, as the meme goes.
Like, yeah, it is odd because we don't know where these guys are going to go. It's not like the draft where you get to hug it out with your parents and your coach. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
I presume because I was at my mom's place and my sister was there, and she's like, why are the players there when this is not even the draft? And I said, I don't know. There must have been some function, or they got paid an appearance fee to appear.
It's not the first time they've done it. I've seen other lotteries where they have brought in players. It's a TV show. They got to make basically 2 minutes of content into half an hour. That's how that works.
Right. So what did the players do, do you think? And do you think they got paid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Of course.
They showed up just to show up and like, thanks for the check?
There must be some incentive for them, or the agents would say, don't bother. But yeah, I mean, and they brought the families in some cases too. Maybe that was it. They get the weekend junket in New York.
Yeah, I was in Chicago though, not New York.
Oh, was Chicago? I didn't. That's how much I paid attention.
I know. Well, Andy, by the way, is in Seattle because he is visiting his newborn grandson. This is your third grandchild. Blessed to have your son Jeremy and his lovely wife, having delivered a beautiful baby boy. Name of
Charlie Noah Poland. Yes. And it's great. They have a new house here in Bellevue. And we walked to a couple of parks and got to hold them a lot. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay. So they're pod committed to Seattle. Is his wife from the Great Northwest?
Yeah.
Okay.
She is from Seattle. She's a pediatric dentist and she's got her practice. She's, establishing herself in that. And
a pediatric dentist?
Yeah,
that's
kids.
A thing?
Yeah, you take care of kids' teeth. Kids have teeth. They need people to take care of them. They're called pediatric dentists.
I've never heard the term. So what age is the cutoff to be a pediatric dentist?
I think you've aged out of that, if you're interested.
Don't be a smartass. I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Because you don't need dentistry until you're at least 6 years old.
No, you have teeth before that. They
fall out. They're temporary, though, basically.
Right, but they get, they have playground accidents, and they've got to be fixed, and, things happen. And no, I don't know if there's a cutoff. I don't think you walk in there and go, sorry, you just had your 12th birthday. You're going to have to get the hell out of here. I don't think it works that way.
All right. Of course, I found this quickly on the internet, a chart showing when you get your permanent teeth. Upper central incisor, 7 to 8 years old. Upper lateral incisor, 8 to 9. The canines on the upper side come in 11 to 12. Premolars and molars are 10 to 12. The upper first molar is 5.5 years. So, yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes, the kids have trouble teeth coming in. They have to cut the gums. There's all kinds of things that go into this. And that's why they have specialists like Dr. Nicole Lee, who takes care of young children's teeth. And the big the big draw attraction for me in that living here is that her parents live here. And if you have grandchildren, I believe it's very, very helpful to have at least one set of grandparents nearby.
No, that is really good. So it's tough on you and Arlene because your boy is way on the other side of the country, but yeah, good from their overall standpoint.
And I'll tell you, Alaska Air is great. They have direct flights from all three airports, and really? You get there in 6 hours.
Correct. So. Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Okay.
All good.
Did you know that you humans get 3 molars, and the 3rd molar are called your wisdom teeth, mm-hmm. and they don't come in till 17 or later, and they're usually taken out because they're not necessary, and they start causing problems.
Yeah, I still have mine.
Really? Okay.
And I have my tonsils too.
Wow. Do you have your appendix?
Yeah. All the original parts. So if it'd be good for resale.
That's so funny. All right. So back to the Wizards and the lottery. I'm just blown away that they pulled off the perfect tank. Not only did they avoid the wrath of Adam Silver, because he came down hard on other teams, the Wizards just quietly were like, yeah, gosh darn it, we lost again. God, we're trying so hard. They acquired 2 injured, expensive star players and then just parked them. Just parked the 2 guys. For those that are not following the NBA, that would be Anthony Davis, perennially injured, and Trae Young, who is somewhat injured. Now, your son, Jeremy, is a big basketball fan. He played basketball famously in high school. He grinded his way onto the bench as a senior on the varsity team, right? He played 1 year varsity.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is awesome. Like, you know, he had very little time in real games, right?
Yeah. I mean, he loved the game and he enjoyed the experience and he coaches a little bit now and he's doing great with it. Yeah. Right. Still plays recreational. As a matter of fact, I guess I can reveal this on the podcast for the first time. He plays on a somewhat regular basis pickup with Bobby Wagner, who lives in this area.
Bobby Wagner, formerly the Seahawks, most recently with the Commanders, now a free agent, not been picked up by anybody just yet.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he lives in this area, so there's some place that he plays on the weekends, and Bobby Wagner's often there.
All right. So they got 2 star players in Trae Young and Anthony Davis, who, if they become magically healthy next year and they mesh together, will combine with a deep group of young, up-and-coming players, including Alex Saar, who was the number 2 pick in the draft last year. Mm-hmm. The number 1 pick in last year's draft is a Frenchman by the name of Zachary Risachet, and he sucks, apparently. Couldn't even get into a 30-point blowout in the playoffs for Atlanta when they were being knocked out of the first round. And everyone's like, I don't know what's wrong with him. He doesn't seem very good. So they dodged a huge bullet by not picking 1-1 because they might have taken the rubber chicken that is Risachet. They get a really good big in Saar. Now they're going to have their choice of Dybanstah or Peterson. We're assuming it's Dybanstah. They avoid the wrath of Silver. They get out right before the door closes on tanking because next year they're going to change the rules. Right. Andy, this is it. In my lifetime, and I won't say yours because you plan to live a lot longer than I do. In my lifetime, I'm 58. I got 20 years. This is the chance. This is it. If the Wizards can't turn this into a run where they are relevant and making conference finals and NBA finals and maybe even winning it all, it'll never happen. I'll die.
How many teams with this strategy have really done that? Like Wembanyama winds up with the Spurs, they weren't really tanking. Dallas winds up with Cooper Flagg, were they really tanking? You know, I mean, when is the last time an effective strategy?
Well, people think Dallas got hooked up because of the Luka trade, that was a league engineered thing. I'm not sure I totally believe it, but I love to kind of believe in conspiracy theories. The key is getting 2 picks in back-to-back years in the top 4. Mm-hmm. And not only did OKC do that, but also Cleveland apparently got 2 in the top four in back-to-back years. So this is the best chance they've had. I think people are going to be very excited. And get your Wizards tickets now. How many can I put you down for next year?
Yeah, well, I've heard, even when they were in the midst of the tank job, that they jacked up the prices for season tickets. A friend of mine is a season ticket, or has been. I think he finally gave them up. But I think they jacked up his tickets like $400 a piece per game. Yeah, and they said something like, well, we'll give you free food with it. He goes, I can't eat $400 worth of food, and your food sucks.
So. Right, exactly. The free food. Oh, yeah, let me run the math on that free food. That sounds great. Speaking of ticket prices, the World Cup was getting hauled before Congress. Getting hauled before Congress for their outrageous prices at certain venues. Some venues are not selling very well, but apparently the Meadowlands and MetLife, obviously New York City, it's
30 grand.
Right, it's selling really well for the final, right? Yeah. And their highest priced general admission ticket had been 15 grand. And Congress is like, hey, man, you got to do something about this. This is outrageous. Like, we're not sure we can shut you down with any laws, but it was like a scolding from Congress. You know what the World Cup did? They doubled down. They then changed the price to 30 grand. That's so funny.
I think, though, you know, you're not talking about the general public. Those are tickets for big businesses that want to hook up big clients. It's, you know, it's what happened to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, I think the cheapest ticket is 2 grand now, you know, and it's not really something that's available to the average person anymore.
Well, you're right about that. Now, what's interesting is that because of the resale market and Ticketmaster and the public getting savvy to how things work, there is a theory that a lot of people are now laying back, waiting for the prices to come down. Because they realized you rush in right away, you're going to be paying the most money of anybody. So lay back and then poach a ticket a little bit later in the process. It's caused a lot of concert tours to be canceled. Big name acts that are canceling tours like Post Malone, Meghan Trainor, and they're calling it blue dot fever. You know why? Because on the Ticketmaster website, every blue dot on the seating chart represents a ticket you can buy, and they're like, and it's transparent. You can go look and see, holy shit, nobody's bought tickets so far. Why should I buy tickets? I'm going to lay back, wait for them to come down even further. Well, they're not even coming down any further. They're just canceling tours. So
I think when in the national championship game in football, a lot of people got burned on that waiting because the tickets were
about true.
Sometimes, 4 grand. Sometimes people go, they're going to drop, and they never did.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go on the NBA lottery. They're going to change the rules on it to punish the super tankers next year. Do you think the Wizards will make the playoffs next year?
Well, if they don't, they got to fire this group. I mean, this is a disgrace. If the league, I don't think they would have done this, but if the league would have said, no, you tanked too far, we're going to take you out of the lottery, I wouldn't have been that upset about it. You know, I'll tell you what happened.
With the Wizards?
Yeah.
You would not have been upset if they had just made a whim decision to fuck the basketball team. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they took this so far, 3 straight years of 64 losses. I mean, my God. What happened originally to set up the lottery was that the Rockets took Ralph Sampson. They had a bad year, and they were in a position to take Olajuwon. This is nuts. We got to blow it all up, and we got to have this lottery. I'll tell you, I was in Dallas pre-lottery when the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks was Norm Sanju, and he kept making deals with Ted Stepien, who owned the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Ted Stepien would take his, you know, over-the-hill guys like Austin Carr and a couple other named players and give them first-round picks. And Sanju knew that the Cleveland Cavaliers were going to stink, and his goal was to get Patrick Ewing by 1985 when the Mavericks, as like their fifth year of expansion, were going to be good. Well, then the lottery kicked in, and Norm was screwed. Plus, they went to Stepien and they said, no, you can't give away back-to-back number one picks or 4 straight years, whatever he's doing. It was crazy. But Sanju thought he hadn't figured it out.
Yeah, they had to swoop in and change the rules, lest owners that are idiots pretty much give away their entire future. That's kind of what Indy did. And I don't know if you saw this, but their team president, Kevin Pritchard, addressed the fan base. Oh, you still there, Andy?
Yeah, still here.
Okay, sorry, it dropped out on me.
I'm good. Oh, it's reconnecting now.
Their team president, Kevin Pritchard, addressed the fan base in a tweet saying, "I'm really sorry to all our fans." He said, "I own taking this risk. Surprised it came up fifth after this year. They were poised to have a top three pick. I thought we were due some luck, but please remember, this team deserved a starting center to compete with the best teams next year. We have always been resilient." Well, the starting center is this guy, Ivica Zubac, and they traded their fifth, what turned out to be the fifth overall pick, to the Clippers for Zubac, and it turned out to be a disaster. So I don't know what good that's going to do, you know, Pritchard just saying sorry, but you know, it was kind of a bold admission to go, yeah, well, fucked up. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the chance you take. That's why they call it the lottery, right?
That's right. It is indeed the lottery. By the way, so the Wizards, I'm looking back, they didn't get the top four pick last year. They got it in 2024. So they got Alex Saar as the second overall pick 2 years ago. Last year, they took Trey Johnson, who's looking pretty good so far. The year before that, with the eighth overall pick, they took Jairus Walker, and I could not pick him out of the Osmond family photo if he was standing in the middle, Andy. Do you know who Jairus Walker, Jarace Walker, is?
No, is he in the league?
Yes. Apparently he's in the league. I don't watch much NBA.
Yeah. No, not enough for that, to know him, though.
He got traded, by the way, I'm looking this up. Are we having connection issues right now?
It says reconnecting, yes.
God damn, it's super delayed right now. Probably on my
end. Now we are. Okay.
Jairus Walker was picked eighth overall and then traded to the Pacers later in the offseason. So he was never a Wizard. He was with the Indiana Pacers, 11 points per game. Okay, hey, how about that? All right, we back?
Yes, we're back.
But there's a huge delay. Interesting.
I'm hearing you fine, but okay, must be on your end.
No, but it's like when I say something, I'll just have to go slow on this. Okay.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Here's a scenario for you. It's a Tuesday night. There's a game on. Maybe it's good, maybe not. Who knows? Could go sideways by the fourth inning. But if you're still parked on the couch, what are you going to do? MyBookie.ag Casino. That's what you do. Slots, blackjack, roulette, right there on your phone. And their live dealer tables are genuinely impressive. A real person dealing cards on a live feed. Feels a lot more like a casino than clicking a computer game, that's for sure. Use promo code ZABE at MyBookie.ag. New players get $25 in casino credit on their first deposit automatically. And if your first sports bet loses, they refund it up to $500 in free play. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid. All right, topic number two. Bobby Cox, rest in peace. The most ejected manager in Major League Baseball history by a long margin. 29 seasons, 2,504 wins, 15 division titles, 5 pennants, and a World Series ring. And he's in the Hall of Fame. But 162 ejections, that is way more than second place. We have 131 by John McGraw, who I was like, is that Tug McGraw? No. John McGraw was a different guy who managed the O's and the Giants from 1899 to 1932. Bobby Cox was a beauty in that he got worked up real quick, pissed off, and then you're out of here.
More than you'd probably win a bar bet if you gave the choices of Earl Weaver and Billy Martin. Well,
Billy Martin, Lou Piniella.
Yeah. Well, Piniella, not as much, but yeah. Okay.
Piniella had some epic ones. Somebody did a cut up of Bobby Cox ejections, and it was a 20-minute video on social media.
Can you tell? I think this is worth retelling. One of the reasons you did not go to ESPN because you were doing a tale of the tape involving Bobby Cox.
I did. Let me retell that story real quick. So
yeah, it's good.
It was in advance of the World Series, and I was doing a Nick Bakay style tale of the tape, and it was the Yankees and it was the Braves, and I did tale of the tape. Managers: Joe Torre beat cancer. Bobby Cox beat his wife. Advantage: Yankees. Now, both were very true. Torre did beat cancer, and Bobby Cox was arrested for domestic violence.
Right.
Now, Len Weiner, who was the program director at the time, you know Len, brought me in his office afterwards, and I'm like, oh, boy. He just says, he goes, yeah, we don't do that here. We just don't. And I'm like, okay, sorry. And that's why ESPN Radio has never been that funny, subversive, raw, or electric. Because they're not marching on a narrow path.
Do you think they'd allow it? No, I guess they probably wouldn't allow it on TV now either. I'm thinking with all the shouting shows, maybe somebody might say that. Not PTI, but maybe First Take or something like that.
Well, also, let's be fair. You know, these allegations, even if they go to court, oftentimes fall apart. Did you follow any of the Stefon Diggs trial?
Yeah.
What a disaster. Like, that woman was straight up lying. And that's why I've said for a long time, Andy, this stupid Shield court where they were going to park guys immediately on any allegations was idiotic, because some women do lie really, really wildly.
And the commissioner, who also does 900 other things, can't be judge and jury and also be the appeals court on this. It's like, you know, it's like Mayberry, where Andy Griffith was the sheriff, the justice of the peace, you know, the chief fireman. You can't do it that way.
Yeah. All right. To baseball we go. Did you see Jacob Mizorowski absolutely lighting up the radar gun in Milwaukee on Friday? Threw pitches 103.4 miles per hour. It's the fastest pitch ever recorded since StatCast in 2008. Theoretically, somebody could have thrown it faster prior to that, but the radar guns were a little bit unreliable. They didn't really have them calibrated with extra sensors like they do now. He is starting to break the speed limit when it comes to pitches. Do you think we'll ever see a guy pitch 108, 109, 110 in our lifetime?
I don't know. You know, this goes to way back to the 4-minute mile, which Roger Bannister broke in 1954. And there was a feeling prior to that, oh no, you'll die if you try to run a mile in 4 minutes. And now it's down to like 350, 348, something like that. So I don't know. I don't know what the torque is, but you know what they say about the Tommy John surgery? The Tommy John surgery in many ways has been the worst thing for baseball. Because pitchers know, worst case scenario, I blow out my elbow, they fix it, I'm back in a year. And so there's no real, you know, governor on the arm that they're, you throw as hard as you can for as long as you can. Oh, Tommy John, okay, see you in a year.
Yeah, I don't know if guys are quite that blasé about it, because you may not come back quite right again, and it's a long, arduous path. And depending on when your contract is up, it could be at just the wrong time. But you're right, they're getting very good at reconstructing it. There was a period where people were saying that, you know, it might be an option to just get it snipped and rebuilt right away. Mm-hmm. Like, don't even injure it. Just have the doctor break it and then fix it so it'll be stronger the next time around.
Yeah, I mean, Shohei Ohtani is the best pitcher in baseball right now. He's had it twice.
That is kind of crazy. Well,
you can't do it three times.
I find the whole thing about how there seems to be a speed limit, a natural speed limit from 60 feet, 6 inches, that is around the 101, 102 barrier. Now Mizorowski is throwing 103 and change. And I'm just wondering, has the speed limit been broken? How high can it go? What
do we know?
another 2 inches taller and even more nimble and better with his technique? I don't know.
Do we know what Nolan Ryan threw when he threw it his fastest? We don't, you know?
I mean, 100, about 100, I guess. But like, if you were to put the modern radar guns and radar on him, the StatCast shit, all the advanced metrics, it might be faster. Who knows?
Yeah, he might have thrown 104. And he pitched 26 years. And he threw all these complete games. And he threw games where he threw over 200 pitches.
I know. And they said that his only workout regimen for his arm was to press his fist into a barrel of rice.
Yeah.
Which was really hard to do, and it would, like, strengthen all your muscles. I'm just working out here.
He was in really good shape when he pitched. But, yeah, and what, you know, nobody said, oh, pitch count. Nobody cared.
You know, when Robin Ventura charged the mound, Ryan threw at him. And then Ryan put him instantly in a headlock, sort of like a cowboy roping a doggy, and began punching him on the top of the head, giving him nuclear noogies. It was one of the greatest things ever. It's one of those things that I feel like I should start bundling up for the younger generation and then rolling them out on social media saying, that just happened. That was real. Like, this is a thing in sports. Because there are things that I find all the time that I go, wait, how is that possible? Super 70s sports is great at unearthing some of these. Like, there's shots of the old Three Rivers in Pittsburgh for Steeler games with cars parked inside the bowl. Yeah. Right. Off of the end zone.
Right. Yeah. It's you know, advertising. That's how they did it in those days. I'm halfway through the book called The Last Folk Hero. It's Jeff Perlman's biography of Bo Jackson. And Bo Jackson appeared in that era just before everything was, you know, on videotape or phones or so. You know, there are things that happened in his life. You go, how did that happen? I don't know. You know, he was just that good. But, you know, we'll never see anybody who is both an all-star, MVP of the baseball all-star game, right, and a football Pro Bowler in the same year. That's a remarkable thing.
Speaking of before phones, they're saying that the younger generation now, Generation Alpha, doesn't drink nearly as much. They don't go out nearly as much. They also supposedly, Andy, don't dance like at all when they're out and about. And do you know the reason why researchers believe that is?
Why?
Because everyone has a camera.
Oh.
And they're deathly afraid of going viral or being mocked with their dancing.
The next Elaine. You don't want that to happen to you.
Tomorrow night could be LeBron's last game in the NBA.
No chance.
He hasn't said he hasn't committed to coming back. Lakers on the verge of a 4-game sweep. The Rockets or the Thunder just kind of toyed with him for a half like they did in game two and then put on the afterburners. Lakers the first team to lead at the half in back-to-back games and then lose both by 40 or more. So, yeah, they're just kind of toying, playing with their food. LeBron hasn't said for sure he's coming back, but you're just assuming he is. Why would you assume that?
Well, because he's playing well now. You know, in the early part of the season, he has sciatica. I've got sciatica. Now I'm significantly older than he is, and I suck at basketball.
Your vertigo is not very good, but yes.
I'm saying I know the pain of sciatica, and I can imagine, you know, just going out there and shooting in the driveway versus, you know, playing at the highest level of the game. But he's gotten better as the season's going on.
So why doesn't he say I'm coming back?
Because he likes the Aaron Rodgers treatment. He likes the intrigue of that. And I walking away with something left in the tank. How many people do it?
Me.
Even over 40.
Me.
How many?
I'm going to be walking away from radio with a lot in the tank.
Okay, but you're also being a little bit shoved towards the door.
Not by choice. Just
nobody's saying, "Steve, come back for 30 million or whatever."
$30 grand, Andy. I'm way down.
Yeah. What does he make now? 60 million? 70 million? It doesn't even mean anything anymore.
Well, okay. It doesn't mean anything, but they still use it to keep score, and it is still a very personal thing where people can get very offended if they don't feel like the money is right.
Right. Right. But I think it's set up for him that it's like, this is the max. This is what you, there's no negotiating. This is the max we can give you.
All right. Well, so, his previous deal was 2 years for $101 million.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to get that again?
Well, Anthony Davis has a player option, not for this upcoming season, but for the next one, for $62 million.
Well, yeah.
Who'd you rather have, LeBron or Anthony Davis?
Okay, so you're saying the number is $60 million for LeBron? For
I don't know. Year? Might be. But again, I think that's insignificant compared to what he makes in all of his other business dealings.
And I must, Andy, with all due respect, drop that line of thinking. They don't think that way. Pro athletes.
Yeah.
They don't think I've got enough. They think in terms of don't disrespect me, pay me properly, look at the numbers I put up.
Yeah.
I think they're
But again, I don't think anybody would negotiate with. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it gets to the point we'll give you $45 million. No, I want $48 million. I don't think it works that way with a player like that. It's like, here's the maximum amount of money. We can't give you a penny more. This is what you're getting.
Well, wait a minute. What is this, a tire shop? Like, this is the best I can do? Sorry?
No, it's set up with however the collective bargaining agreement is done.
I think they would be allowed to give him another 2 year, 101 contract, $50 million per. Or maybe 70 for 1 year, 61.
Yeah. Right. You know, I don't know what the number is. But whatever the number is, that's what he gets.
I guess so. Well, anyway, he's a free agent. And Aaron Rodgers is also not committed to playing. And we're going to come up on in quick order here. Like a month from now will be the mandatory minicamps around the NFL, Andy. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have to – I mean, he may not say he's going to be back until – right after the mandatory minicamps. I think that was the timing last year. What if he leaves the Steelers high and dry and actually does retire?
I don't think he will. And everything the Steelers are doing indicates they've gotten the wink, wink, nod, nod from him.
Right.
But yeah, why is it taking so long? He indicated at the end of the season that it would be done quickly. Of course, it hasn't been. The Steelers indicated it would be done before the draft. It has not been.
Yeah.
So, you know, why does he do this? He does this because he's Aaron Rodgers. This is the way he runs.
I think they're kind of similar, Rodgers and LeBron. They love to be coveted. They love the mystery of it. They love the leverage of it, right?
Right. Yeah, but LeBron keeps playing, and whereas Rodgers, maybe I will, maybe I won't, you know.
Yeah, but they're the same age, though, and both Rodgers and LeBron are playing.
Yeah.
I think they're the same age, 41, 42, something.
Yeah, about the same. I think Rodgers may be a year older.
All right. Steve Kerr is coming back for 2 more years with the Warriors. Reportedly, ESPN wanted him badly for their broadcast. And the report from one newspaper in the Bay Area was $7 million, which Burke Magnus of ESPN had to come out and tweet and say, yeah, this is totally not true, this reporting of $7 million, which others said, yeah, that's Burke Magnus trying to tamp down fires in his own building when people want to get paid. And they're like, you were about to spend $7 million on a basketball coach. Like, who cares? Please make more than 60 grand a year.
It's a coach who's got 4 rings. There's that. But Brian Windhorst talked about this.
Yeah.
That he thought it was more on the side of the Warriors, whether he's going to come back. Because Kerr was making $17 million a year, the highest paid coach in the league. They still say he's going to be the highest paid coach in the league, but maybe has he taken a pay cut? Because $17 million when you're winning championships is different than probably what the Warriors are going to be for those 2 years. They're probably going to be a playoff team, but are they going to be a threat to win it all? Most likely not.
Yeah. Did you see the Barkley-Draymond Green exchange on Inside the NBA?
I did. I did.
Barkley's response was great. He sat there and listened to Draymond Green try to crack a joke about, Charles's Rockets tenure at the end, which was fine. It was not embarrassing in any way, shape, or form. He just calmly sat and listened to it. And then in interviews after the fact, I think on Dan Patrick, he was asked about it. And he said, look, I don't punch down. Draymond's a great player, but he's not on my level. And I'm like, what a great response by Barkley.
He also said if the Warriors were relevant, he wouldn't be sitting in the studio with me.
That's also great. Another great one to sort of zing him with. I just don't see how they're trying to groom Draymond as part of this team of inside the NBA. He just come off as likable. I'm sorry.
Here's the big thing he's missing, which both Shaq and Barkley and Kenny have. They don't take themselves seriously. They bust on each other and they enjoy each other. This is a guy who takes himself very seriously. He needs to be on one of those Stephen A. Smith screaming shows. He doesn't belong in that studio. I don't know why they needed him anyway. Shaq was off that night. Do it without him.
Yeah.
You know,
Kenny, Charles, and Ernie are more than enough. You don't need to bring him in. They're trying to groom the next guy. Last thing, and that is the reunion of Stephen A. Smith and
Skip
Bayless on Take. What did you think?
I didn't watch any of it. I don't care. If they want to bring Skip back, fine. Is this a big deal? Do you think this is no?
It's kind of weird, like, why they would do it. Does Stephen A. need the little ratings bump, the little, hype bump at this point? I thought they had left it behind. Is it just like pro wrestling where, okay, we'll hype it up for one day? They went back to the same dumb arguments. They actually argued Tebow again, Andy.
Well, but people, the reviews I saw were positive. The TV.
Positive? Critic,
yeah, they said it.
Third
chemistry.
Like, you listen to those guys and you get actively dumber with every minute you listen. If you have any brain whatsoever, I believe that show, and especially Stephen A. and Skip Bayless, is for literal crayon eaters in terms of sports fans. Crayons.
That's the audience, I guess.
Do you know any adults that you talk to and they go, man, I was really listening to Stephen A. and Skip Bayless the other day. They made some good points.
Well, look when the shows are on. Hopefully most people are working at that time, right? It's just 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. When is it on?
Yes, it's on at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, should be at work, If you're not, I used to watch The Price is Right when I was homesick from school. I guess when I was a kid and these shows were on, I'd watch them.
Is this the Lee Elia doctrine you're invoking when the great manager went on his rant
about 85% of the world is working, the other 15% come out to boo us?
Yeah, and he put a few cork soakers in there as well. And what I mean by cork soakers, but one of the all-time great rants. All right. I heard the funniest zinger on Mother's Day, and we can joke because we all love our moms. I got to see my mom today. I know that I said hi on your behalf because she's
thinking
about you. And I told her that you are a proud new grandfather three times over. She was very happy to hear that. But my mom was great today, and I had her on the radio. I did a shift on JFK, so she was great in terms of going through the top sports-related moments in young Stephen's life growing up on the mean streets of McLean, Virginia. But that said, we can joke because we love our moms. One of our guys in our golf group chat said, my wife asked me what I want for Father's Day. I said to play golf on Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard that one before? Okay.
Yeah.
Guy on Twitter called my wife doing laundry and stopped her immediately. I said, "Babe, it's Mother's Day. You don't do chores today. Go sit down and relax. These clothes will still be here tomorrow." a good husband. Well, mazel to you. How long are you out there?
Coming back Wednesday. It's just great. They grow so fast. Charlie's now only about 8 pounds or so, and you put him on your chest. It's like a little battery recharging right there.
It's
just great.
They're so warm and they're so precious, and you think
soft.
To yourself, my God, soft and precious, and as a grandfather. You don't have to do any of the really hard work at 2 a.m.
The parents, God bless them, they're sleeping in like 3-hour shifts. But, it does. I told them eventually they get up, they go to college, and it'll be okay.
Very good. All right, Andy, good to talk to you. I thank you for your time, as always. Safe travels on the way back. You know, crazy shit's happening in aviation now. A Frontier jet hit somebody on the runway and almost crashed. Looks like, from the surveillance footage, it was suicide by jet, that this person intentionally walked out in front of a taking off 737. Crazy. This is after a jet hit a Amazon truck landing at Newark and flipped it. Did you see that?
I did. That was like a week ago, week and a half ago.
Yeah. We're right on the razor's edge. So safe travels with good.
Thank you for those nice thoughts as I'm off on a plane on Wednesday.
Peek out the runway and see if you see anyone. If they do, hit your call attendant button. Ding. Yeah. Hey, there's some dude who jumped the fence. He might be trying to commit suicide.
Mother's Day.
All right, Andy. Good to talk to you as always. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, rate and review and spread the word about the Zabecast. We appreciate all you guys listening. Have a great Monday, and we will see you next time. You know what I love about baseball? There's a game every single day. That's not a complaint. That's a gift. And right now you've got playoff basketball and playoff hockey running alongside the everyday of baseball. That's not a sports calendar, my friends. That's a buffet. MyBookie.ag has all of it. And if you're new, here's the deal. Use promo code ZABE on your first deposit. First bet loses, they give you the money back, up to $500 in free play, plus $25 in casino credit just for signing up. One rollover, that's it. MyBookie.ag, promo code ZABE. Check the site for offer details and to confirm availability in your state. Bet smart, get paid. Now, go find a game.